Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
When it gets hot, alfalfa plants may grow more slowly and moisture stress becomes common, even in moist soils. Maintaining high-quality hay is very difficult due to high temperatures, especially when the heat does not subside at night. High nighttime temperatures can cause rapid respiration rates in alfalfa, burning off nutrients that plants accumulated during the day. This often produces alfalfa hay with fine stems that contain high protein, but more fiber and lower feed value than expected. Another problem with heat is how fast alfalfa plants mature. When it's hot out, alfalfa can begin to bloom in less than 4 weeks. If you use blooming as a signal to harvest, this early bloom can be misleading. Early blooms may not mean the plant has fully recovered from the previous cutting. During hot weather, an alfalfa plant actually needs more time, not less, to rebuild nutrient reserves in their roots, because they lose more to respiration. So watch the calendar, along with plant maturity, to determine when to cut your alfalfa fields. Waiting longer may support stand health, but forage quality will continue to decline as the crop matures. Finally, you may adjust the time of day when you cut hay. Some research has shown that cutting in the late afternoon produces higher quality hay than cutting in the morning. However, on good drying days, it may still be wiser to cut in the morning. When hay in the windrow stays above 50% moisture, plant cells continue to respire, burning away nutrients. Hay cut late in the day respires all night long, losing yield and quality. On good drying days, plant cells can dry enough to be stabilized before nightfall, reducing respiration losses. Getting high-quality hay can be challenging on a good day, but during heat waves, it can be even more so. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator, Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.